Good morning. We're Masechet Bechorot Daf Mem. Wow, right, Daf Mem. Okay, Daf Mem 40. How many days of the Omer is it today? Today is 38 days of the Omer. 37 days of the Omer. Okay, so we're a bit off sync here with the Omer Daf. Okay. We can catch up. We can't catch up.
No, just go ahead.
You're going ahead. Yeah. Right, delete that. So we said yesterday. We asked the Gemara started a new sugya. It said like this: we mentioned Tana Etzba Shamru Echad Me Arba Tefach Shekol Adam Lama Yuchata. What's a, why? What is done this discussion of Etzba? And we saw over here that Rabbi said it's Inyan Tchelet. Tanya Kabachutin Abachutin. We mentioned about the tzitzit. I just wanted to just one. I know we haven't got time. There's a Rashi on the side which takes us back to Rashi Menachot, where it discusses a different element of this altogether that we're not discussing, even though it's Pasha to me in our Gemara we're talking about. Discussing actually where the tzitzit is on the beged. But they're discussing how long the tzitzit, and there's the tzitzit divided into two parts. There's the gedilim, right? And the you got the knots and the part that hangs. So it's a third and two thirds, and it could be a different section altogether, but I think we discussed it last. Yeah, there's a worthwhile Rashi, a Tosfot Singh over there. And about a Gershom, by the way, as well. He paskins right at the bottom here. He says, "Va'anan betzitzit avdinan kebeit shamai, dalet chutin v'dalet etzpot gedil." Interesting, hey? That a lot of the halachos of tzitzit we follow by shamai. I'm not sure why. Actually, a good question to ask about. Okay, maybe we'll discuss it this week. Anyhow, let's see. So that was the first question, the first explanation of what that etzpa was with regard to tzitzit. The second opinion here, Rav Huda b'Rei Rav Yoshua Amar l'shtei amot. Now Rashi tells us the shtei amot here is not two amot, but he says here amot shnei maklot sheorkan amah. In the Bein HaMikdash, we'll see in a second, there were these two measuring sticks for how long an amah was. Okay, shtei amot hayu b'shushan abira. Now we're not in Purim now. Remember we discussed before as well. There was a lishka in the Bein HaMikdash called Shushan Abira. Remember that? We've seen this before. Echad al ker mizrachit sana. Rashi says over here, Yatzia Shasui al Shar Mizrach, on the eastern gate, there was this upper level, like an elevation, right? And in there was a storeroom, and they had Achat al Ker Mizrachit Zfonit, on this northeastern wall in the corner. There was one marker, like a ruler, like thing of an amma long, Vachat al Ker Mizrachit, went on the southeastern wall as well. There were two of them. What were that two for? Shall carry Mizrachit Zfonit on the northeastern wall. Hayetera al Shel Moshe Chatzi Etzba. It was slightly a half a finger longer than the amah that Moshe Rabbeinu had set aside for in the desert. Okay, so Moshe obviously set them a measure how much the amah was, and they made a ruler which was half etzba bigger than that. And on the Shall carry Mizrachit Dromit, another one Hayetera Aleha, which was greater than the first one. B'chatzi etzba. So the first one was half etzba bigger than Moshe's, and this one was an etzba bigger than Moshe's, right? Half etzba bigger than the first one, right? Nimtzeit yetera al shel Moshe etzba. Now that one was bigger than Moshe's by an etzba. So the Gemara says, "V'lama yu achak tola b'achak tana? Why do we have two sizes, right?" It says over here, "Shehayu umanin notlin b'ktana umachzirin b'gdola." What does it mean, right? Rashi says, "Shehayu matnin ima umanim." They should do the deal. Let's say we're going to get paid according to a work of an amma. They'd measure an amma, right? They do the deal according to what Moshe Rabbeinu's amma was. Before, whatever they did, they would always add on something, and the measure would be according to that slightly bigger one. Why did they do more than they actually were supposed to do? Right? So Gemara says like this. So it wouldn't come to do me'ilah. They got paid, let's say, 1,000 shekels in amma, right? And they did. Look at Rashi. It's very difficult. Rashi, they avoided that. Means shelo yehenu mina hegdish. They wouldn't get any benefit from the hegdish. How would that be? The imayu osin baota mira shematnin shema yifachtu. Right? They might slightly do slightly less than what they're meant to do, and it means they're getting paid for a full amma. They did 99% amma, and that 1% is nameila. They didn't earn it. Take this money. Right? Why the EF Shah says Rashi that sometimes you can't be exact. Hilchach machzirim b'gdolei. Pay back with a slightly bigger amount. Whole sugya, right? Whole correct. Whole sugya, correct. I wonder where it's from. Which Gemara is it in? I don't know where it was. So that Gemara says, Nevatar Tilamali. Why need two? One is good enough. Give me one that's slightly bigger and we use one. Why two? Right? Yeah. It says, now, Chad the cusp of a Zahava, the Chad the Binyani. See that? They went study. When it came to gold and silver stuff, you can't expect the guy to give too much. So for gold and silver, he gave less, just half an etzba more. On Binyani, when it came to building materials like blocks and bricks, etc., so that was more or less expensive and probably, I don't know, less sophisticated, less complicated, right? That would look, Rashi says, Binyani, the Choma, Notin Vashel Moshe. When it comes to walls, you give like a whole etzba on gold and silver stuff, just slightly more than an etzba. Okay, so that was why, according to Ravuna, we had to have that bright telling us what an etzba is. Rav Nachman Yitzchak has his own story. They say, what are we talking about? Right, remember in the Mishnah spoke over here, we had the Mishnah, we said that Shiesh Basar Michulia Lechulia Melo Etzba. You've got meat between each vertebra of the disc, right, a finger wide, we need it for that. Michulia Lechulia Melo Etzba. That makes the most of sense of our sugya. Speaking about, but by the way, people feel the loch is going away. I'm sure you could have hundreds of ideas. Let's carry on. Yeah.
It's
easy for you to give other people's money, eh? Now we go back to animals we're speaking about, right? Talking about mumim. It's another mum, right? We're rattling off a lot of list of mumim. We've got a whole lot of Mishnahs here. How many... I'm would dap him in this parak. Membet. Till the end of the parak, right? So these are Elo Mumin. These are all the Mumin, right? We're discussing. So you're acting lots of Mumin, yeah? Elo Beitzim, if he hasn't got the testicles, right? Or Elo Elo Beitzacham, or he's only got one testicle, right? So that would be a Mum. Right? Russians have their Mum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisim. Rabbi Shmuel says no. If he's got two kisim, Each testicle has its own scrotum. If it's split in the middle, you can see it. It's got like a recess. When you write bo shurah amukah, it's got like a recess line over there, right? So Rabbi Shmuel says if it's got two scrotums, it's got two testicles. Yes, lo shnei beitzim. Ein lo shnei kisin, ein lo ele beitz achat. Right. So that's how you know. So Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva says, we'll see in a second that the Gemara Rabbi Akiva Omer, Oto Moshivo Oto Al Achuzo. Rabbi Akiva says, you sit him on his, what is Achuzo here? Like on his bum. On his bottom, right? Umemaech. And you basically, Rashi says, yeah, look here, you sit him on his, Rashi says, yeah, Vachi Amin Rabbi Erevin. Katzad Ma'avrin Achuzo, right? No, Achuzo, depends if it's Ayim or the Aleph. Rashi, umemaech, umemashmesh. You'd feel it, bekis. Ubexilim, right, or in the scrotum. Im yesh, shashi sofa latzeit. Vim eina yotze havemum. Basically, he's saying that the testicles might be like sunken. There's such a thing called a recessed testicle, I think. Eh? I think it's the thing. Undescended testicle, right? That so he says you play around. Eventually, you squeeze enough. If it is there, it'll pop out.
That's why the animal's alive.
Well, of course. Yeah. It's a mob. You haven't killed the one. You want to know if you can kill it or not. Right. Right. So for that sake. Mase. Now, here's a mase. Shh. Come. Shemi ech velo yatza. Right. A case happened where they did this, what Rabbi Akiva said. Played around. It never came out. And venishchat. And they shechted the animal. Based on that, it was a bechor with a mum, and they could shecht it. But nim tzei devuka b'ksalim, and they found it basically in the flanks. It was undescended, hadn't descended, and they found. Nonetheless, it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says mutar v'asar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said no, it's asar. Okay, we'll see that in the Gemara. Right, what's the hashta? Hashta ain lo lebeitza achat. Amarta b'mum. I don't understand. He says. If you tell me it already hasn't got one, missing one, it's already a mum. Ain't lo klal mi bad. I need to learn about it, hasn't got any. Because the Mishnah says, ain't lo beitzim, ain't lo ele beitza achat. What if it hasn't got any, it hasn't got one? It hasn't got one, it's already a mum. Obviously it hasn't got any, it's a mum. Right? It's corrupted Mishnah. This is how we learn it. Ain lo shtei beitzim b'shtei kissin ela b'kiss echad. He hasn't got two beitzim. In other words, he's got one scrotum with two testicles. That's what we want to say. So actually, it looks like only one. Inam b'shtei kissin ela b'kiss echad. He's got two like a proper scrotum, but only one testicle. Harezim mum. That either way it would be a mum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, yesh lo shtei kissin b'yadu shesh. And on that, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, if he's got two, if the scrotum is split into two, he's definitely got two testicles. And el kiss echad kemisha eno el beitza achadami. And we don't care, says Rabbi. Now we understand this. But look at Rabbi Shmuel says, the way you explained in the previous, in the Reisha, that even if he's got one scrotum but two testicles, he seems to be a maybe. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel says, no. If he's got one scrotum, he's got one testicle, we don't care, even if he's got two. See if he's got one. Right, for Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva that came and said, "Biadua lo amrinan." When we know for a fact that we're not discussing it, that's obviously a mum. Ella, but if we don't know, right? Ella moshivo alachuzo, we might put him on his sit him up on his bum, and we play around, and then im yesham beitza sofo latzet. If there is a beitza, it will come out. See, chulik Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, "If you've got one scrotum, two testicles, the mum." Rabbi Akiva says, "No, two testicles, right?" Ruchar don't have to go anywhere. Okay, Gemara. That was the Gemara, right? Umase shemiach lo yatzar. Tanya Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi brings a story. Like it's Mase befiran, right? Firan Rashi says, yeah, is a place. I think Rashi is a place, right?
Shem HaKfar.
Right, Shem HaKfar. The name of the village, Shobet Menachem. Right? Know where that is? Beit Menachem, if I'm not mistaken, there is a farm nearby there which farms free-range chickens. Shemiech velo yatsa v'nishchat. So they did this. They found. They played around. Didn't find the testicle, and they shechted it. And then nimtzeit vukah b'ksedah. They found it actually stuck up there. V'itir Rabbi Akiva. This is the story. Rabbi Akiva says muta. V'as Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says asu. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Ad matata mechale mamonan shel Yisrael." Right, you see that, Mati? Easy to give away money, right? He says, how long are you going to waste people's money for? So my Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, at my Tata Machel Yishol Nevelot. He says, oh, what are you talking about? How can you give this Nevelot? The Gemara says, Nevelot? What do you mean Nevelot? Lav Mishchat Shechita? It was shechted. How can you call it Nevelot? Nevelot wasn't shechted. So you're right, it's a trefot. It's trefot. Right? So he says, lo isu trefotu. It's not isu trefa. Because what's a treifa? We know what a treifa is. A treifa is that it will die, right? Within a year, right? So he says, "Ela ad matai ata machil Yisrael kochim b'chutz." Right, that's something different. You're calling it. It's a b'chor. It should have been kochim, right? Rashi Rashi she'ein bo mum ubekdushato hu. It's all kochim. Okay.
If they had a mum, the Yisrael couldn't have it anyway.
He could have it. We learned that the Yisrael. Remember, you went here last week. The Yisrael. We said like this: that the Yisrael. He's just over on Gezeila, if he ate it. Let's say he gave it to the Kohen. Let's say that he gave it to the Kohen, and the Kohen shechted, he can invite him and eat it with him, no problem. He hasn't got Kedusha. Yeah. If he never gave it to the Kohen and he shechted it, a Bechor. Yeah. If he never gave it to the Kohen and he shechted it, it's also, he's not over on eating Kochim, he's just over on Gezeila, having stolen from the Kohen. It's something, but it's not current.
He talks about how long do you waste the money of Yisrael?
No, we're talking.
Yisrael should have it anyway.
No, Machel, I think what he means over here, he says, Mechale Mamonan Shed Yisrael, he means Jewish people, the coin. The coin was what could have eaten it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not about Abigdash today and it hasn't got a mum, the coin can't do anything with it, right? When it's got a mum, yeah, I don't think it's literal, like it's idiomatic, right? Mechalek Mamon Shel Yisrael. I don't think he's speaking about Yisrael, even the coin. Okay. Am Rav Huna. New Mishnah. Baal Chamesh Regalim. Raglaim. Right? A five-legged animal, right? Who was that Australian guy used to do? Jack the pig with the
three. Harris.
Joel Harris, that's right. And he did not make it to America?
No, huh? His name.
He was disgraced. Yeah, okay, but he was very good though. This guy. You never knew. I'm Jack the pig, little bit of pig with an extra leg. No, you never got to America, Ralph Harris. Okay, Baal Chamesh Raglaim. Right. So now, if a five-legged animal, or she'enu l'shalosh, or a three-legged animal, right? Then we saw that yater k'chaser dami. Remember that it makes no difference. You've got an extra leg or missing a leg. It's the same halacha. It's a mum. Right. We learned that in Chulin. Where's this Mishnah from? Could be from Chulin. Yeah, Chulin. Daf Nun Chet. Yeah, from Chulin. Okay. Right? Baal Chamesh Raglaim, Oshe Endo Ele Shalosh. Veshe Raglav Klutot Keshel Chamor. All different examples. Either a five-legged animal or a three-legged animal. Or a new type of mum. His feet are Klutot Keshel Chamor. The hooves are split like a donkey. Right? Vahashchol Vahaksol. We'll see what that means in a second. Now the Gemara says, Ezu Shchol. Mishnah says, what's a Shchol? She says, She Nishmeta Yerecho. His thigh has basically been moved, like a dislocated thigh. What's the translation in English?
Slipped out of its socket.
Slipped out of its socket. Okay, thank you. No one? Okay, I prefer dislocated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does it say dislocated by Yogam? Yeah. No, dislocated. Okay, so that's okay. Shnishmeta yerecho. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, yeah. Shnishmeta yerecho. Kagon delo iakel neve, right? We saw that before. The iakel neve trefa nami. It's not completely separated because it would be trefa, right? But it's just slightly moved. Because that's shchol. And what's uksol? She'achat miyarketav, says Rashi, gevohot. Look at the miyarket, look at the Rashi over here. Kedaminan, kedaminan, b'trefot, have a book at atav. Panim, gavoh mechaverta, right? Rashi, gavoh mechaverta. Makom buked atme shel yerechu, in the socket, right? In the actual fiber, ala lemala, ala gav, v'tri mechaverta. On the one side, imagine the animal's got like the thigh is like high up, like a dislocated, sort of like a distorted type of, I think it's. Do you have any pictures there, Michael?
No.
Okay, so those are the different types of mummy. So what's Amrav Huna Lo Shanu, someone says, what do we learn? This five limb or three limb, so if it's a three-legged animal, it's missing one leg. If it's a five-legged animal, it's got one extra leg. So where's that extra leg or that missing leg? Rav Huna says only in the front, v'yater b'yad, right? The front legs.
Oh, okay.
Right? Aval beregel, if it's in the back legs, trefa nami have. It would be a trefa as well. So here it's a mum. If it's in the front legs, it's just a mum, you can shecht it, you can eat it. If it's missing in the back legs, it's a trefa, you can't eat it even, right? It's more chamur. Remember that? Right? The chol yatir, yeah. This is what I said. The chol yatir kenatul dami. Anything extra is as if it's missing. Remember that? We learned that. Look at Rashi here. Ubehemesh natal yerech v'chalal shela treifa. If it's missing something, it's a treifa. V'kamna behemesh nechtuchu raglea min arkuva v'mala. If it's missing, if its legs cut off from the bottom up, from the knee upwards, it's a treifa. V'od buket da'amte d'shaf biduchta treifa. Right, if the limb, if the thigh's been completely dislocated, it's a treifa. Right, so therefore, you're not able to eat it at all. Amra papa, lo taimed da'agalin v'lo sidikin. Now we're talking about that, about the animals. We said they're klutot k'shel chamoy. If its limbs are, if its hooves are like, split like a donkey. So it says, lo taima da agilan, that they are rounded, velostikan, and not split. Ela kaivan da agilan, since they are rounded, afagav this dikan. Because I don't think like a chamor, a donkey has like round feet, you know, like a donkey has like nice round feet, you know. If it's like this, it's rounded. You got a picture there? Wow. Have I got a picture? Oh, wow, yeah, beautiful. Okay, chamor, right. Okay, so chamor is nicely rounded. Don't say that it hasn't got a split. Even if it's got a split and it's rounded, it's still a mum. Okay? It's got a mum and split as well. Okay. So that is... Okay, v'ashchol v'aksol. Tarabin, ezu k'sol v'ezu shchol, brighter, which is a k'sol v'ezu shchol? Shachol sh'nishmeta yirecho. That we saw there, it's dislocated. K'sol sh'raglo achat b'toch haksal. So what is a k'sol? He says, yeah, sh'raglo achat b'toch haksal. V'raglo echad al gabe haksal. Can you look at Rashi over here? B'toch haksal, kach derech ha-behema. Sh'ayarech mechuberet b'aliyah smuch l'ksalim. V'lo lemala min ha-ksalim dahanu al gabe aliyah. So basically he says that the animal, to that tailbone at the back, right? There's a whole connection of the structure at the back. It's connected, but not above it. If it's connected above the tailbone, then that would be a problem. That's how I understand this. But again, I might be wrong. We've got our pictures here from Chulin, but I think it's okay. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Ezuk, Tana, Hasarua Vakalut. Remember, Sarua, we saw with regards to the eyes, right? Big and small. So, Tavia, the brightest says, Hasarua Vakalut. Tanya, by the way. The Tzon Kochim changes not from Tana, but Tanya, you're in the brighter. Hasarua Vakalut. Sarua, what does Sarua mean? She Nishdarvev Yerecho. Look at Rashi, what does it mean? She Nishdarvev Yerecho. Where is it? Rashi at the bottom there. She'achat miyarkotav gedola michaverta. That's like sarua, like we saw big and small eyes, right? And kalut Shiraglav klutot, that they split. Kashil chamor v'shil sos, like a horse or a donkey, right? They've got that type of split and underneath, I'm imagining, right? Mishnah, new Mishnah. Nishbar etzim yadov etzim aglo. So now either of the bones, in the front or back legs or front legs, break. Alpha bishayro nikar, even if it's not nikar, if it's not noticeable, it's got a broken bone, but you, from the outside it looks pretty normal, but the bone is broken, it's a mum. Elu mana ila biyavne, vudlu chachmim. So now, added some of these mumin in Yavne, and chachmim agreed with him. Vod gimel osif, so the ones all the Mishnah which we've learned, these mumin which we've seen, and added another three. What are the three? Amrulo, lo shamanu ela. What are the three? Et elu. What are the three? Now here they come. Shegalgal eno agol keshil adam. It's got a round eye like a human being, like a human round eye. Well, that's funny because our eyes aren't really... We're talking about the inside of the eye. Must be.
The yeah, actual...
The inside, right? The pupil. Is that pupil in English? Does it translate as pupil? Michael, does it call pupil there?
The eye is round like that of a person. I've got a picture of a sheep with a rectangular pupil. Let's see.
Wow. Gee, was. Do we have pictures? Do we have pictures in the Bible? Okay, yeah, we'll see in a second. Right. So that's not right. So okay. So now she added one of them was Galgalero Agalshakalam. Ufiv Dome Kashil Khazir, and it's got a pig looking mouth, like you know what a pig's mouth looks like, right? Like a tubular type of story. Right? We have a picture for that?
Yeah.
You got a picture? We have a picture?
We have.
Really, yeah? Wow. I'm too loud. I don't look at these things. I should have. I haven't got a picture. Wow, I haven't got a picture.
Yeah, that looks like
I want money back. Hey, look at that, eh? Gee whiz. Okay. So, right, so mouth looks like a chazir. And v'shnitao rov hamedaber bilshono. Now, and the majority of its speech, part of its tongue is taken away. Look at Rashi. Yeah? Rashi says, "Lo shema rov hamedaber haynu ketzat halashon shayin davuk b'mil kochav." You know, like your tongue is joined at the back, and the top, the middle of the tongue is not joined. So no, not tongue tied. That's what
tongue
tied is. No, but yeah, it's been taken away. It's been cut off. Yeah, things.
Okay,
I think. Maybe you're right, David. I don't know. Vashenital, yeah, it's been removed. Here, the part that moves has been removed. Uh-huh. The part that's connected is still there, uh-huh. But like the end part. Look at how Rabbi Gershom describes it. He says, "Rov min alashon shenifrad min acheich," which is separate from this thing, right at tachton, "oto sheyachol lichfof lemala." The part you can go like this with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you can tell off the part that the thing sticks out. Okay, we got the idea. All right. Beitin. Shel Bilsho. Baitin shel acharehen amru. So I'm not sure what baitin shel acharehen means. The other says harei ze mum. Right? What does it mean, baitin shel acharehen? Anybody? I'll
be honest with you. Okay,
the subsequent baitin. Okay, so the later one. Okay, shkoach. All right. Gemara. Now, Gemara is like this. Eino nikar mika de mumma. So now we said with regards to a broken bone, right? If you can't see it's a mum, so what's the word? If it's not mum, if you can't see it, why is it a mum? Amra papa, eino nikar machmat atzmo. He says, no. It's not recognizable on its own, aval nikar machmat melacha. That is the other joke about the shatchan. I won't tell you the joke about the shatchan. Another joke about the shatchan. Shatchan took the guy and says, got a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bride. He says, what's the problem? Just the problem is that she's got a bit of one leg a bit shorter than the other. He says, well, it's not a problem. He says, no, it's not yet noticeable, only when she walks, right? You know, that's exactly this Gemara. Yeah, this is Gemara. Yeah. He says, yeah, look here, it's Eino and Eino. I wouldn't be surprised if that Gemara, that joke came out of this Gemara. Look here. He says, the Gemara says, Eino machbar atzmo, she'ena basar nir'ah, when it's walking, you can notice it. Right? Anyone who walks. But if it's standing still, you can't notice it. Right. So Gemara says, Mumin Elumana. Right, she counted these women. He counted Lemaimra. So Gemara says, Lemaimra, the love, Hainu, Orche. Could we sit over here, right? We look at Rashi, Lemaimra. What are we talking about? Sheyehe Galgal Shel Behema Agol. What is it not normal for animals' eye to be round? that we're saying that it's a mum if the eye looks like a human eye, which is round, right? That's a bit strange. We got a brighter hamapelet min behema v'chayvof, a human being. Now we're talking about a person who has a miscarries, right? We've seen this Gemara as well, if you ask me. Where is it from? Nida? No, Nida. Chulin. Yeah, we've seen this Gemara. Chulin ayin aleph. Right. Hamapelet min behema v'chayvof. So if a person miscarries a child, a fetus, and it looks like an animal type looking, or like a wild animal, or a chicken. Bain to man, bain to horim, it's a kosher treif animal. Im zachar, if you can see that it's got female signs, teshev v'zachar. Then you have the woman sits for like her tumma period, right? Remember, a female is 7 days, I think, and 33. Rashi says, yeah. Teshev v'zachar, yomei tumma shiv'ah, right? V'lag, yomei tohar. And 33 days, yomei tohar, right? And if it's a female, so it's 14 days. And 66 days, right? Double the amount. So if it's a female, male looking, and then if it's a nekeva, shev nekeva for 66. Any yadu, if you aren't sure, teshev lezachar or nekeva. Let me chumra both directions. You tamei, right? For 7 days, but 66 days you made tohar, right? There's the 37. Not actually chumra in both directions. I don't know why, but we do that. Divrei, that's what we made. Va'ama now comes our proof here in regards to the eyes. Va'ama Rabbi Yochanan, my time Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say this? Ho'il v'galgal eino agol k'shel Adam. How come we give this fetus looking, animal looking fetus the dinner of a human being? Because it's eyes like a human eye. So therefore, what do we see from that? That it's pretty normal that animals do have human-looking eyes. So why do you think over here it's a Baal Mum? That's a good question, right? So look at the Baal Gershon. The main word, the law, hainu urche, the main word, the shev is zachar nekeva, the zachar megu, or migavai, have a nitra abrasyom to the keva, ha, but, okay, that's the Baal Gershon there, right? So basically, that is akasha. Right, v'gagel lokashaga. I'm Rabbi Yosef lokashia. He said no lokashia. High beuchma, high bechivra. Depends if it's the black of the eye or the white of the eye. Look at Rashi over here. That's your picture there, Michael. You see the square was in the black of the eye, right? The black. Look at Rashi over here. My time, remember beuchma shachor shel ayin habehema agol kashel Adam. Now there's actually a different version. Here it says that the black is like the human being, but if you look at the pay there of Mishnah Shas, it says Ayin Barashi V'Nun Daf Kaf Gimel Perish Kach Beuchma Shachor Shel Ayin Chule Agol Kshel Adam Betziri Kol Beit Moshav Haloben Eino Agol Kshel Adam. The white isn't like a human being. Yeah, a bit complicated there, but that is the idea. Okay, so I apologize. We're not going to become experts in this. But let's care. Okay, ufiv domet shel chazir. And yeah, we've got another case where we said that the animal's mouth looks like a pig. Amar papa lo taimer de shafid ufarus. Don't say that he's shafid. What's shafid? Rabbi Gershom says at the bottom, he has shafid. Chad kashel chazir. Sharp. Right? Sharp. Actually, it's funny because a pig to me is actually round.
It just says here.
Not sharp. Hey?
It says here it must be round.
But shafid, look, shafid is like a shipud, like a skewer. Skewer is sharp. Right, Rabbi Gershom says chad, kashel shachid. I don't know. Ufarus. Okay, that's Rabbi Gershom explains it. I don't see any other question. Maybe the shapid is round like a shipud. I don't know. Maybe round like that. Yeah, did he say that?
Rashi says it.
Shapid
agol.
Where do we see Rashi?
Shapid piv agol.
Where do we see that? Help me, I missed Rashi.
Second to the last line.
Second to the last line, Lord time with the bain domin chazir mikova called the shapid. But shapid piv agol. Parish, I didn't see the Rashi. Honestly, I'm marking the Gershom. I didn't see the Rashi. She safa eliona, or lachayim elot otfot ala tachtonot. We pi ha more, look at Rashi, go to pi ha more from the matiche it malan ipcha. He had the shapid, she the chayav elionot, hochot umechudedot kashipud. Rashi means that version as well. Right. Okay, I'll show Rabbi Gershom. Okay. So it could be round, it could be sharp, whatever, the two versions. Okay, Rabbi Gershom is the last one. Interesting, Rashi says umore. Now we know that Rabbi Gershom's version here is really the original text that Rashi is based on. Right, this is the main text of a miser, right? Rabbi Gershom's parish is like known as the parish of the miser, where Rashi learnt. Right, That's the original text. That's why he says Umore. We can see my teacher basically Rashi's quoting, which matches in with Rabbi Gershom's text. Rabbi Rashi himself has his own version of explaining it. Okay, very nice. In a kavan de parus, afa gav de lo shafid. If it's parus, right? Parus shesvato akuma lemali. If it's like tilted upwards, even though it's not sharp, it's like a pig. It could be like that as well. It would also be a mum. Okay. Am I going faster than normal? I hope I am. But yeah, I am. Okay, not really. We haven't just. I don't know. I'm flying through this. I'm flying through this. Okay. In a kavan de parus, afa gav de lo shafid. Veshita rova medaber. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says specifically that part that creates the speech, which is the part that moves at the end of the tongue. Okay, new Mishnah. Matitin. There's a case where the lechi, right, the bottom, what's it called? The bottom jaw, right? The bottom one was bigger than the top one. It was stuck out from the top one. V'sha'al, right? There's a Masurta Shasya Anishit, and they both say the same thing in Yud Zayin. V'sha'al Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, right? Not Rabbi Gamliel. V'sha'al Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon ben Gamliel, Shbak, right? That's the Shita changes it, right? And the Masurta Shasya and the Agoda Bach both change it to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. L'chachamim. V'amru harei ze mum. Okay? So if the bottom of the mouth sticks out above the top of the bottom jaw, sticks out above the mum, right? So what says my tana, diktani v'mase? So he says, well, what do we? Why do we say diktani v'mase? Right? Mishu says, what said why? Mishu, no, we learned in the Mishnah. In other words, what's going on here that we suddenly learn mase? The Gemara gives us background. He says, Mishu, no, we learned in the Mishnah. Piv domed chazir. We learned previously that the mouth is similar to a pig. Upligi Rabban Alei, and Rabbanan argued Alei, the Rebbe, on Rebbe. Right? The Kamrinan. Ki pligi Rabban Alei, Rebbe, Rabbanan argued the Rebbe. They were arguing, Bisvato Eliona, or Defet La Tachtona. That was the argument. When the upper lip was stuck, protruded beneath the bottom lip. Aval Kashia Tachtona, when the bottom one, or Defet Eliona, Harezi Mum, everyone agrees it's a Mum. Right? So that was the story over there. And then we had a case of a Maser Nami. Okay? Shelechi atachton defla elyon. Sha'ar rashbag lechachamim. The lechi over here. No, but lechi is the cheek. But how do we have bottom and the top cheek though? I don't understand. How do I translate the lechi as cheek, no?
Lower jaw.
Lower jaw? Okay, like I understood it. Okay. The jaw. Okay. Shelechi atachton defla elyon. Sha'ar rashbag lechachamim. Amu ha'rezim mum. Adam, who in that case was talking about a human being, not about an animal. We spoke about the animal. Here it's about Adam, who. Look at Rashi there. Adam, and look at who's the Adam, says Rashi, the first one of Rashi, Kohen. An Adam Kohen, who's got a protruding bottom jaw sticking out too long, that would be a woman. He can't do Avoda. If his bottom lip, he sticks out from the big lip, or shtach tunah devil aliyah, or the big one on the top one on the bottom one. Harezim mum.
Dafka komo many alach.
Yeah, you got offended. You got offended. Didn't like the idea of discussing kohanim and mumim. Gabe Adam, right? That's what God you mean. Dichtiv ish mizir aron. Ish sheshave bezaro shel aron. Aval bebehem lo. Right. So that maaseh there. He says that only with regard to human beings, not with regard to animals. So that wouldn't make a difference. Depends whether there's a bone or not a bone. I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what this means. Even apply to an animal, if the bone, the jaw bone, it was not just the lip, the jaw bone sticks out, right? But ain't by etzem, it is svatoa tachtun aruka, but then with a man, the lip would become a mum. With the animal, it wouldn't be a mum. Okay? That's basically the difference between, that's why the Gemara brought this whole story, to make the distinction between animals and human beings. So a human, even if it's just a lip, which is extraordinarily bigger than the one, it was a mum. With the animal, have to be the jaw bone itself, not just the lip. Okay. Matnitin. Ozen hagid. Ozen hagdi. Sorry. Right, the ear of the gedi, right? This little goat. Thank you, goat. Right? Now, I added in there the sheh, because if you Rashi's got sheh hayatak fula. So, ozen ha-gedi, sheh hayatak fula, which was doubled. Look at Rashi. What does it mean? Gedabel cheyesh lo shtei oznayim mitzad echad ozen mitoch ozen. It's got 2 ears on the one side, but not 2 ears like this. Right? It's like 1 ear with another ear inside it. Okay, that's what Rashi tells us. Right? So shah kafula amrucha chamim bizman shu etzem echad mum. If it's one bone. Now the bone of the amin, probably like the cartilage, right? If it's one cartilage, I imagine. Bizman she ain bo etzem. If the second ear hasn't got etzem, it's just like a bit of a growth. Ain or mum. Now, have you seen my son? I've got my son Ariel's got like a, it's got a, called a fobble or something. So there's a name for it. It's like thing. You've seen like some kids have it that like a little like it looks like what's his name that character. That they've got all the movies about, that green guy. Is Shrek. Ariel's got on a pobble. So we tell you today, if it's a cartilage, right, that's what you're talking about. Etzem echad mum, Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel omer, zanav hagadi. Actually, I think Rashi even says that, by the way. Bizman shu etzem echad. She'ein lahem ele tnuch echad she'nichpal tnuch ha'elyon l'tocho v'nitchaber l'mater eze mum. So if it's like, that's your tnuch. Rav im ein etzem echad she'hatnuchim muvdalim l'mal elu mum. V'tam lo itparesh li. Actually, I don't know what the reason is. The Lord dami l'balat chamishar raglaim. It's not similar to a five-legged animal. The high ozen b'toch ozen elu nira kol kach. Maybe Rashi says, you're not sure why. Maybe because the ear within the ear is not so noticeable, we don't really actually come across it. Right, we're not sure what it is. Right, so it says, and Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel omer, znava gedi, the tail of the, what's the gedi again? The goat. Right? Shehu, he says two things here. One, shehu dome l'shel chazir, or v'she'ein ba shalosh chuliot. Or it hasn't got at least 3 vertebrae, hareze mum. Those are the two things there. Look at Rashi there, dome l'chazir, fash b'gomorah. Okay, tarabana. Piv balum. Right, what's piv balum mean? Rashi says, yeah, piv balum katzar. It's got a short mouth. Okay, now you know why it says nafuach? No. We're going to see just now the whole issue of avir. We're going to see if it's revach or ruach. It's a machloket shittot. We'll see Rashi, long Rashi on that as well. Right, so piv balum, Rashi says over here that it's a short mouth. Right? Viraglav mebulamot, right? And its legs are mevulamot. Look here. Ktsarot berochav, says Rashi. Right, short and like stumped legs. But look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom towards the beginning, about 7 lines into Rabbeinu Gershom. Mevulamot, chadot, very sharp. Utchukot harbei, right, hatlafayim. He had the hooves knocking one another, right? So very sharp. Utchukot harbei hatlafayim, right? Now look, now. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. Totally different. Now, raglo mevulamot.
Swollen.
Really, eh? Why, okay, we're going to see why. That's like Rashi, Mati says as well. He said swollen. Because we're going to see now in a second, right? Why is that? So, Rabbi Ulamot, Machmat. You see that now? How do they read that word? How's that punctuated?
Machmat Haruach.
Haruach. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look over here, Machmat Haruach. Now, look at Rashi. In Machmat Ha. Look at Rashi. How's Rashi say?
Revach.
Machmat Harevach. You see that? So there's a shitta, different versions here. He says Machmat HaRuach, because of the wind, which explains the swollen. In other words, it's got air in it. It's swollen. Rashi Vala Revach. Look at Rashi, yeah? She'ein lo Revach kol kach b'peh. He hasn't got a lot of space in his mouth. V'lo be'etzem, v'lo be'basar asfataim enomum. Right? He says, lo be'etzem, v'lo be'basar asfataim. Neither in its in the bones or in the meat itself. Then right? It wouldn't be a mum, right? She'ein lo Revach kol kach b'peh, lo be'etzem, lo enomum. That's not a mum. V'im machmata etzem, so they're machmata revach. He says they're ruach. We'll see in a second. Right? Enomum. Machmata etzem. If it's because of the bone, hareze mum. So if it's got a sharp mouth because the bone is very sharp, it's a mum. If it's just the lips or the cheeks are very fat, it wouldn't be a mum, right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Now it's a long Rashi, so let's read it very, very quickly. ואם מחמד העצם שהשפתיים פתוחות יפה, the lips open very nicely, אבל הלחיים אדוקות זו בזו, but its cheeks are pushed up one against the other, שאני יכול לפותחן כדיח, he can't open enough to eat it, או פאי מרחיב השפתיים ונראה העצם כנוד, or when he opens his mouth, right, you see the bones there, or like a nod, like a box inside of something, הרי זה מום. וחיים ברגליים, now we go back to your case of the legs, inside to the legs, שרגליו קצרות מחמד הרוח, you see there, and I go to Bach, look at the Bach, the Chet, and Machmat HaEtzim, and Machmat HaRevach. So the question is, are we the Ruach or Revach, right? Shomidacha, HaEtzim VaBasar Shekod Evlad. Shelo Ayu Rechaval Kol Kach Enumum. And Machmat HaEtzim, ShaEtzim Katzar VaBasar Machim Enumati, with the bones, Yotzei Lachutz, Reze Yemum. VaHamore, now comes Rashi. Look at this, VaHamore, and now his teacher, right? Garis, Machmat HaRuach. He says, Rashi gave, his first explanation was all according to Revach, space. He says, my teacher, the Moreh, he reads the Gemara, Machmat HaRuach, Uperusha Kri Parishna, Aval Etake Lashon Ein Yecholet. He's got a problem of difficulty, I explain it, etc. We'll go back to the Gemara. Okay. Yeah, but I don't want to care. Right. That explains the whole thing of this. And the article there, what you show me now, took the second version of Rashi, where I'm being explained according to Rashi.
It's the right word they would have used. Ruach is wind. Wind isn't the same as air.
No, but Machmat Ruach, that's why that we're saying it's swollen because it's basically full of air. So that's why it got swollen. How did it get swollen?
The term they would use.
Machmat Ruach, right. But Rashi's version is Revach because of the space. Okay. Right, so now we have Machmat Etzim Ha'ezimum. Oznav Kfulot, right, if its ears are doubled, right, Bechas Chasot, Achat, right. So here we're saying like it's Chasot. Rashi says yes, chas chasrot. He says chaschus, which is the tluch. Rashi changes it to chischus, right? So like the schus, right? The ten arezimum. V'shtei chas chasiyot is ainu mum, it's not a mum. Right? Rabbi Gamliel omer zanav agadir shul domer shel chasiyot. What's he talking about? I'm rabba belo time de katina. Right? Don't learn that the tail is like a chazir, that it's katin. Look at Rashi, katina. Dakamot, very, very narrow, very thin, like a pig. And the karicha, right? It's agula, afagav, even though it's very big and strong. So like a pig's got like this rattled around, like a little tied around tail, right? That's what we're talking about. Or, right? A pigtail, right? Pigtail, right. Or, she'ein ba shalosh chulot, was the next opinion in the Mishnah. Three vertebrae. Amravuna, big D, shtayim. If it's a goat, it needs two. Harezimum. So we said three. If it's a goat, already two is a mum. Shalosh, eno, it's got three, it's not a mum. Right? But tale, if it's a lamb, so there three is a mum, arba, eno, mum. See, that's a little different to our Mishnah, right? Who's with the gedi, if it hasn't got three, that's fine. But here we're adding in the tale. Mate, we're going to brighter. But gedi, achat, arez, a mum. Here the bride says, no, even if it's got one in the gedi, it's a mum. Shtayim, eno, mum. It's really good. But tale shtayim ha'ezimum shalosh enumum. So we cut down one. Because it's Yuvta Ravuna. This seems to be a Tiyuvta because we quoted a brighter as opposed to Ravuna. It's a Kasher Ravuna. For Ravuna, what's he get away? What's his story? The word says matnitin ateite ihu. Right? Ateite ihu. He made a mistake. Why? Savar midereshe bigdi sefer nami bigdi velohi. He thought that the Reisha in the Mishnah was speaking about a Gedi. Since the Reisha was speaking about a Gedi, so the Sefer was speaking, look at Rashi, yeah? The Reisha about Ozin a Gedi, right? So therefore, Sefer, which spoke about the Chuliot, is also talking about a Gedi. Then we could see that via Zanav a Gedi, Shu Domeda Shel Chazir, V'Sheim Bashlosh Chuliot, Arezi Amum. So Rav Huna assumed that just like the Ozin of the Gedi, right? So too the Sefer, but the Mishnah actually says, Tvadai, Sefer Gedi. Right, to be the chazir. And then we say, I'm a shlosh chuliot, three chuliot. So yeah, I got a little confused. To be honest with you, I'm not sure, because to me it seems like he wasn't confused. And yeah, the Gemara says, Velohi, Reisha, Begedi, Vesef, Betale, and the Sef, about the Tale. And that's why we could say the Tale was three and not two. New Mishnah, Magnitin. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Omer, Eche Yabelet Be'eno, that's the Hagot HaBach changed to Be'eno. It's got a Yabelet, like a, what's Yabelet, like a boil.
A wart.
Right, in its eye. Voshiniv gam etzem yadov raglo. Right, or the bone, its foot, or the front or back leg bones are damaged. Voshiniv rak atzamo shel piv. Or the bone, the jawbone, right, is damaged. And noach hak tola b'chak tana. It's got one bigger, one smaller. Oz noach hak tola b'chak tana. if the ears are big and one ear one big small, but here specifically Mishnah limits it. It says b'mar'eh. It has to be noticeably big. I'm not mean that. In other words, if you can't tell that they're big, but you actually measure, you see the ones bigger now, that doesn't count. Rav Winchel in Mumin that look like Mumin, right? Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda Omer, right? Look at that hay there of the Shtibbe Kubetzet. Rav Yehuda over there changes the Shitta, but the Shitta changes it a bit. So like this. Rav Yehuda Omer, Achat mi beitzav gedola, if one of his testicles are big, keshtayim b'chaverta, right? Right, if one of its testicles are big, it's big like two of its friend, with like double the size of a normal one, it would be a mum. Velo hodulo chachamim. Chachamim didn't agree with him. Look at Rashi over there. Velo hodulo. Rabbi Yehuda Kai didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Right, in other words, if it's one, we don't care how big it is. If it's got big, if it's oversized, it's all right. The Gemara says like this. Now we go back to the case of this. What do you call it? A beret, a wart. Isn't a beret a boil? Isn't it a belet in Hebrew? What is it a belet? So the Gemara said like what? The belet has a mum, is a water mum. Ramilu, we got a bright second. The elu she'en shochtin alehen. These are ones which you can't shecht them, right? Lo be migdash, lo be medina. Why can't you shecht them? Either in the migdash, right? And even lo be migdash, why? The nif someone is bayach because they're pasul on his bayach. But lo medina says Rashi, the ainu mum gamu lishachet la bechutz. It's not a proper mum, so therefore it's pasul as far as the korban is concerned. It's not a mum to make it into a bechor, which you could shecht outside. And one of the examples which we give, bal garav ubal yabelet, right? Rashi says ya garav chazazit. Now I did a bit of a Google search on chazazit. Chazazit is a skin, like a rash of some kind, or the skin peels off. How do they translate chazit in English? Rashi says there, bal garav, chazazit, right? It's irekia or something. The Google Translate got some crazy word, irekia, but anyway. What are they just called in English, Michael? Bal garav, what do they call it? It's some sort of like a skin disorder. Okay. So skin disorder or a yabelet or a wart. So there seems to be straightforward. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Third lines of the water is Rabbeinu Gershom in the middle. Ubal yabelet alma de lo have mum gamur. You can't shecht it, so therefore not a mum gamur. So how can you tell me that it is a mum? Right? V'tisbara? What is that so? Hakativ, but then we'd say, yeah, beret borait, it's written in the Torah. Yeah, beret borait. Look at the pasuk. Quite a pasuk over there. Averet, or shavur, or charutz, or yabelet. Or garav, or yalefet, lo takrivu el Hashem, v'yishel Hashem, tidu mehem, ha mizbeach Hashem. It's a boom. The Torah calls it a mum. Ela lo kashya. What's not do? Ha begufo, ha be'aino. So when do we say that it's a mum? We say it's not a mum. One kashi with gufo, one ba'ein. Look at Rashi. Right, but gufo, if it's on your body, lo mum gamuru. Then it's not a fully fledged mum. You can't bring it as mizbeach, but you can't shecht it either as a mum. But in the inno, if it's your eye, it's a fully fledged mum. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Michti krast amah ketiv. The pasuk didn't mention yabelet ba'eino or yabelet begufo. Just said yabelet. A wart. Mari begufo, mari better. What I care where it is. The Torah calls it a wart. It's a mum. Where it says no, Elo you're right. Elo kashya. Right, look at the Rashi, the long Rashi there, Ella. The last narrow lines of Rashi, Ella. Begufo nami have mum. You're right. The Gemara accepts it and says you're right. Even the body would be a mum. Velo kashya. Still not a stereo between these two cases. One is a mum, one isn't a mum. Our writers. Elo kashya. Kra de mashma. Tafir begufo have mum. Right? When we said even a begufo is a mum, amatnitin de mashma. De eno mum gamur ele ba'ayin. Our Mishnah is talking about aval begufa mumu li pasel v'lo li shachet. Cried it by etzem u'bad nitinachet de ba'ayin ha'be'mum v'idach bad nitin begufa la ve'mum de late by etzem. It would depend if that growth has got a bone in it, if it's on a bone, has it got a bone in a bone, on a bone. I'm not 100% sure. Right, exactly what's going on over there, but it seems to make it hard it by etzem, but late by etzem. If it's got a bone, has it got a bone. The cry it by etzem. The pasuk's talking about this growth that yabelet has got a bone in it. Matnitin delayed by etzem. So our mishnah, which isn't about etzem, then if it's in the eye, it's a mum. If it's on the body, it's not a mum. So we're going to say, wait a second. Delayed by etzem, begufa psula. But it hasn't got a bone. So then in the guf, it's pasul. Hare tiltu ba'almuhu. This is what I was talking about. Remember I said about the little thing on my kid, right? Look, Hare Tiltu Ba'amuhu. What's a Tiltu? Rashi says, if he hasn't got a bone, so it's just Tiltu Chatichot Basar Hatloyim Bo. Just little pieces of meat that are hanging. Okay, look at this. Look at this. It's unbelievable that Rashi knew this. Look at this. Kegon B'nei Adam Sheyesh Lahem Eitzel Oznehen, that have got next to their ears Ritzuot Ketanot Shel Basar, little pieces of meat, Umimaye Iman, and they're born with him. You look at Rashi and Ariel, you see, he's going, is exactly Rashi like in the Mishkan.
Descended from Russia.
Right? Right? Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Nothing new. Mamash and Chadash Tachar HaShemesh. Not Yelah. So about Chatichot Basar, Oznehen. I'll show you. Little, or Ariel's got like a little thing over here. It's called, there's a name for it. They call it a wobble or something, or a fobble, a bobble, I don't know, a bobble or something. It's funny that I've never seen it in anybody, and I saw it on my son, and I did a meeting, and I've seen it at Bank Apollyon a few years ago, and I'm sitting opposite a guy, I'm sitting next to the guy, looking at him, he says, "You're looking at this?" So I said, "Yes." I said, "Tell me, why didn't you cut it off?" Because I told him, the kid's about 10, you must cut it off. He said, "Nah, never bothered me." God, he's 40, he's got this thing here still there. Okay, and he said, that's like a type of a grab for 15. Okay. So the Gemara says, "But I understand. He hasn't got a bone. Why is it a mum? It's a tiltu'amu." So he says, "Ditna Rabbi Elazar Omer Balei Hatilulin Psurin BaAdam Ukshayin BaHeima." Therefore, we see over here, no, the Mishnah says, with regards to human beings, it's pasul, but with the animals, kosher. So Ela Edi VeEdi BaEinos says, "You're right. We're actually discussing now both cases here. We're talking about eyes. V'lo Kashlul Estira. Why? Ha B'Shachor Ha B'Laban. When it's one black, one white. Wait a second. We've got a limud. We already learned before. V'ha Ein Mum B'Laban. There's no Mum B'Laban. So with Ami, if you tell me that there is the Mum, it can't be. It isn't the Mum. It's not a Chilush either. Ela Idi Idi B'Laban. You're right. They're both in the white. Amar Yesh Lakish Lo Kashlul Estira Kashia. Ha De'it Bei Sa'ar. Ha Delet Bei Sa'ar. Depends if a hair's growing out that wart, or hair isn't growing out that wart, make it a moon, wouldn't make it a moon. Next, lot of Mishnah, Eino Achat Gedola, one big Tana. Gedola Keshel Egel. Right? Gedola Shel Egel, Ketana Keshel Avaz. It's big like an egel, like a calf's eye, or small like a duck's eye.
They right.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
I never heard that. Marsha, you hear that, eh?
An
idiom.
In
English, you say it? Yeah, yeah.
A deer, maybe. A doe?
Hey, okay. Never heard that. Okay. Okay. Osno achatra, one big, and a big ear. For a branar kama, how big is it to be? Tali achayim omrim. Afilu eina leshnia ele kaful. Even the second one, even double size, is still kosher. It ended up over here.